Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Bill's weekly commentary is coming right up, but first I want to tell you about this week's show, which is a compilation of some of our favorite stories of the last year. Growing up on Indian reservations in the American Southwest can be hard. Only a Game's Ken Shulman spent time with kids in Arizona to see how skateboarding provides competition, fun, and art for kids on two Apache reservations. Bill talks with former NBA ref Dick Bavetta about his consecutive string of more than 2,600 games and about the one mistake he made in every one of those games. And he'll talk with an admiral, former San Antonio Spur David Robinson. In his commentary this week, Bill Littlefield responds to MMA champion Ronda Rousey's most recent boast with a meek, "Say it isn't so."
Ronda Rousey announced this week via social media that in a no-rules fight, she could beat Floyd Mayweather. Rousey is the bantamweight champion of a sport in which the athletes can knee their opponents in the head, though they are urged not to stick their fingers in each other's eyes. Rousey is undefeated in this realm. Floyd Mayweather, who has won 11 world titles as a boxer, is the most spectacularly well-compensated athlete in the world. According to Forbes, his current annual take is about $300 million. Ronda Rousey's fights usually end shortly after they begin, when her opponent either surrenders because Rousey is about to break her arm or falls down because Rousey has kneed her in the head. Floyd Mayweather's fights generally last longer. After she had outpointed Floyd Mayweather to win the ESPY Award for Best Fighter, Ronda Rousey wondered out loud how Mayweather felt about being beaten by a woman for a change, a reference to Mayweather's multiple convictions for domestic violence, none of which has laid a glove on his boxing career. Floyd Mayweather shrugged off Rousey's comment and suggested that she give him a call when she'd lined up a multi-million-dollar payday. Perhaps Ronda Rousey's contention that she would beat Floyd Mayweather in a no-rules fight notwithstanding, such a fight will never occur. Except, given the world in which we live, who knows? Following one of Mayweather's convictions for domestic violence, a Las Vegas judge allowed the fighter to postpone incarceration until after he beat up Miguel Cotto, which was fine with the Nevada Boxing Commission. Given that attitude, would sanctioning a bout between Mayweather and Rousey be any more weird than inviting a convicted felon to beat up a guy before he began serving his sentence for beating up a woman? Floyd Mayweather is a tireless self-promoter. He embraces the nickname Money, and according to the Economic Times, he owns two $40 million jets and employs a personal barber, although his head is shaved. As previously stated, Ronda Rousey is not shy about self-promotion. Now the combatants are verbally feuding. For the sake of whatever standards still apply, may it go no further than words.
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find the text and audio there. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR. Thanks for listening.